Mama Louise and Mama Hill have gone home, but their restaurant, the H&H, lives on. Louise Hudson and her cousin Inez Hill opened the H&H restaurant on Forsyth Street in downtown Macon, Georgia in 1959. 67 years later, it still opens every morning at 7 a.m., 8 on weekends, to serve breakfast, then lunch. Now, in my teenage years, a visit to the H&H was part of a rock and roll pilgrimage, a stop in Rose Hill Cemetery to hang out at the graves of Duane Allman and Barry Oakley, then lunch at the H&H, where Mama Louise and Mama Hill fed the Allman Brothers Band in their early lean years on credit or out of the goodness of their hearts. Now, it's part of a Southern history pilgrimage. I was in Macon last week to deliver the annual Byington Lecture at Mercer University's Spencer B. King Jr. Center for Southern Studies. The next morning, needing breakfast, we headed to the H&H. Stacy and I both had a butch biscuit, the sausage or bacon, egg and cheese handful that's named after the late Butch Trucks, one of the band's two drummers. It was early, but inside the room was already awake, coffee cups clinking, most of the tables full, smell of breakfast abiding like true love in the air. I kept thinking about how a place like this is watch the South misbehave and try to grow up. In 1959, when H&H opened its doors, Macon was still dug in on the wrong side of history. Yet here sat this black-owned cafe, feeding whoever would walk through the door and mind their manners. Over the years, civil rights workers, lawyers, working-class Maconites, and hungry musicians have fed their souls and bellies here. During the civil rights movement, arguments about what the South should be raged at the courthouse and in churches, but the daily practice of a better South was quieter inside the H&H. A plate set down in front of you, a refill of your coffee cup, a server who would probably address you as hon. The night before, I stood in a university hall talking about the stories we tell to prepare this region. The next morning, that story arrived on a biscuit. Institutions like Mercer's King Center honor and repair the South in myriad ways, through stories, research, and digging, sometimes literally in the dirt of our region. But the H&H does it by opening bright and early every day to prove that another South has been sitting here all along, waiting for us to sit down together and eat. Come see us anytime at SalvationSouth.com.